No calm before the storm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Usually Labor Day is quiet for the financial markets. Wall Street's closed. Overseas, there isn't a whole lot of activity. But this Labor Day, things are pretty volatile. Angst about the global economy won't go away. In Asia, the markets closed almost 2% lower. European shares have lost some value so far. The British pound hit a 12-year low this morning. And the price of oil is all over the place, with Gustav bearing down on the Gulf Coast oil complex. Oil prices shot up at first, then they fell back down. Right now, oil's at about $114 a barrel. We turn now to Jorge Piñon. He used to work in the oil industry and is now at the University of Miami. Jorge, what's the biggest concern about oil with Gustav?
The Achilles heel of the system is the refining system. Mm-hmm. Crude oil production can come back on stream. Pipeline systems can come back on stream. But if somehow we lose refinery capacity, we don't have the capacity then to turn crude oil into refined products that both you and I need, whether it's gasoline, diesel, or jet fuel. Right now, all that we have lost is production. This is nothing major since most refineries already have inventories. And remember that we do have the strategic petroleum reserves, so that will give us at least a few days of crude oil supply if we need it.
So, Jorge, if there is significant damage to refining capacity, what kind of scenario could we see with oil prices?
I would not be surprised if you see crude oil prices move anywhere in between the $1 to $2 range. Once damage assessment have been made to the system, then you see a true reaction in the marketplace. But the industry is certainly prepared, so I think damage could very well be minimal to the system.
Well, on that point, oil companies say that they're much more storm resistant with their platforms than they were 3 years ago with Katrina. You buying that?
Yes, I'm buying that because we are better prepared because we already have the experience of a major catastrophic event in our industry that we never had before. It is not necessary that our technology is better, it's that our know-how is better. So I know for a fact that the industry is much better prepared to manage this kind of risk.
Jorge Piñon, an energy fellow with the University of Miami, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, honoring marathon legend Alberto Salazar and 25 global heroes running strong with medical technology. More at medtronic.com. And by the Henry Luce Foundation, seeking to increase American understanding of East and Southeast Asia.
Kids all over the East Coast know this sound by heart. It's the Mr. Softee ice cream jingle. The problem for Mr. Softee is that other companies have been playing its song. So now Mr. Softee is getting angry. Joel Rose has our story.
It's a muggy afternoon in Brooklyn, and I'm driving around with Hillary Doc Guichard, who runs a Mr. Softee distributorship a few miles from here. It only takes us 20 minutes to find an ice cream truck that's not one of his.
So here's one right here. You see the blue at the bottom and the white at the top. This is a typical example of somebody trying to be a fake Mr. Softee.
This truck is only imitating the official Mr. Softee colors, but some of the alleged copycats are a lot bolder. They use the music, the name, even the trademarked graphics on the side of the truck.
This mark right here is what we call the cone head mark. It's a cone with the ice cream, vanilla ice cream on top, and a smiley face and a bow tie. That picture is a registered trademark owned by Mr. Softee.
Jeffrey Zucker is the lawyer for Mr. Softee, Inc. He's filed trademark infringement suits against hundreds of ice cream truck owners. He has yet to lose a case.
Competition is fine, but unfair competition when someone uses our trademarks and operates trucks right in the same areas as our paying franchisees is not fun.
Those franchisees pay thousands of dollars a year in royalties just to use Mr. Softee's trademarks. That's on top of the $100,000 it takes to buy a real Mr. Softee truck.
All right, three vanilla sprinkles.
No, this one!
Oh, forget it. Two sprinkles, yeah. And
back in Brooklyn, Doc Guichard's customers have more pressing things to worry about. Guichard, who moved to the U.S. from the tiny Caribbean nation of Nevis, says the big losers in all this are the little guys, the franchisees who scrimp and save to start their own business.
I'm not able to maximize my potential as a Mr. Softee when there are copycats around who don't have the overhead that I have, but are still fooling the kids that they are Mr. Softee.
You don't think the kids distinguish?
They don't, because, you know, kids are impulsive buyers. All they see is a blue and white truck, and they start running, "Mommy, I want an ice cream."
Mr. Softee has been around since 1956. The New Jersey-based company today has more than 300 franchise operators in 16 states, but it's only in the last few years that Mr. Softee has gotten serious about protecting its trademarks. That's when the company hired a private investigator named Darren Giglio to get pictures of the phonies.
There's been situations where there are some drivers that get irate, and they'll jump out of the car and they'll confront us. There was a driver that once pulled out a pipe, and he was waving it around.
Right now, Mr. Softee has a lawsuit pending against 10 defendants in Brooklyn and Queens. Only one of them has a listed phone number, and he didn't return my calls. Mr. Softee Vice President Jim Conway says a lot of the people the company is suing are second- and third-time offenders who register their trucks under fake names each time.
As we gain the cooperation of the court and the damages become more punitive, people will have second thoughts about this because they know that we're going to pursue them aggressively.
But even Mr. Softee's private eye, Darren Giglio, isn't so sure.
It's been 6 years. We'll probably keep doing it, but some people just never learn.
Until they do, Mr. Softee will just have to keep playing hardball. In Philadelphia, I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.